Welcome to this podcast about Stroganoff Point and Port Hedden in Alaska. The article is produced by CoastView, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Port Hedden is an embayment on the northern coast of the Alaska Peninsula that extends 9 miles southeast from Bristol Bay between Stroganoff Point and the community of Port Hedden to the mouth of the Mesquite River, about 147 miles south of Dillingham and 45 miles north-northwest of Chignik, Alaska. The bay was named Bay Comte Hedden in 1828 by Captain Friedrich von Lütke of the Imperial Russian Navy for Lodewijk van Hedden, a Dutch admiral who commanded the Russian fleet in the Mediterranean during the Battle of Navarino against the Turks in the Greek War of Independence in 1827. Stroganoff Point is a barrier spit about 7 miles long that partially encloses the bay from the west and was reputedly named after the Russian salt merchant Anika Stroganoff. The Mesquite River starts on the southern flank of Mount Aniakchak and flows generally northwest for 31 miles to the southern shore of Port Hedden, draining a watershed of 237,605 acres of volcanic rocks and sediments. The river provides important spawning habitat for Chinook, Coho, and Sockeye salmon, as well as char. Mesquite is a traditional Unangan Aleut village at the entrance to Port Hedden on Goldfish Lake, about 4 miles south-southwest of a Second World War-era airfield and the modern-day broadly distributed community of Port Hedden. The old village site was ideally situated near food resources, principally salmon streams on the peninsula and marine mammals in Bristol Bay. The archaeological record suggests that the region was first occupied 5,100 years ago, but was then vacated, possibly because of the devastating caldera-forming eruption of Mount Veniaminoff, estimated to have occurred 4,100 to 3,900 years ago. The global influenza pandemic in the early 20th century caused the village to be abandoned again. It was reoccupied after the Second World War when a new school was built. In 1976, several buildings in the village were damaged by a storm in Bristol Bay that caused flooding. Since 1981, many buildings have been moved inland in response to coastal erosion. During the Second World War, the U.S. Army established a garrison of 1,400 soldiers at Port Hedden with the mission of developing and holding an air base strategically located between the Kodiak and Cold Bay airfields. Fort Morrow Air Force Station was built near Mesquite. In 1942, gun emplacements, foxholes, slit trenches, and barbed wire entanglements lined the local beaches. The airfield had two runways, air navigation support, and facilities that could support as many as 5,000 men. Approximately 450 structures were erected over several square miles. The new airfield had no permanently assigned units during the war, but hosted temporary Army and Navy air units during the Aleutian campaign. The facility was closed on October 7, 1945, and returned to civilian status. Beginning in 1955, the airport was used to support a White Alice communication system. In 1959, a Cold War distant early warning line radar facility was built that operated until 1969, when it was converted to a radio relay site. The radio relay station was abandoned in November 1979. In 2000, the site was remediated by removing all abandoned military structures and returning the area to a natural condition. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.